New heading, intergenerational living. As Sandra and I discovered that wonderful year, the ability to use wisely the space between stimulus and response, to exercise the four unique endowments of our own human nature, empowered us from the inside out. We have tried the outside-in approach. We loved each other, and we had attempted to work through our differences by controlling our attitudes and our behaviors, by practicing useful techniques of human interaction. But our Band-Aids and aspirin only lasted so long. Until we worked and communicated on the level of our essential paradigms, the chronic underlying problems were still there. When we began to work from the inside out, we were able to build a relationship of trust and openness, and to resolve dysfunctional differences in a deep and lasting way that could never come from working from the outside in. The delicious fruits, a rich win-win relationship, a deep understanding of each other, and a marvelous synergy grew out of the roots we nurtured as we examined our programs, re-scripted ourselves, and managed our lives so that we could create time for the important quadrant two activity of communicating deeply with each other. And there were other fruits. We were able to see on a much deeper level that just as powerfully as our own lives had been affected by our parents, the lives of our children were being influenced and shaped by us, often in ways we didn't even begin to realize. Understanding the power of scripting in our own lives, we felt a renewed desire to do everything we could to make certain that we passed on to future generations, both by precept and example, that which was based on correct principles. I have drawn particular attention in this book to those scripts we have been given, which we proactively want to change. But as we examine our scripting carefully, many of us will also begin to see beautiful scripts, positive scripts, that have been passed down to us, which we have blindly taken for granted. Real self-awareness helps us to appreciate those scripts and to appreciate those who have gone before us and nurtured us in principle-based living, mirroring back to us not only what we are, but what we can become. There is transcendent power in strong intergenerational families. An effectively interdependent family of children, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins can be a powerful force in helping people have a sense of who they are and where they came from and what they stand for. It's great for children to be able to identify themselves with the tribe, to feel that many people know them and care about them, even though they're spread all over the country. And that can be a tremendous benefit as you nurture your family. If one of your children is having difficulty and doesn't really relate to you at a particular time in his life, maybe he can relate to your brother or sister, who can become a surrogate father or mother or a mentor or a hero for a period of time. Grandparents who show a great interest in their grandchildren are among the most precious people on this earth. What a marvelous positive social mirror they can be. My mother was like that. Even in her late 80s, she took a deep personal interest in every one of her descendants. She would write us love letters. I was reading one the other day on a plane with tears streaming down my cheeks. I could call her on the phone and I know what she'd say. "Stephen, I want you to know how much I love you and how wonderful I think you are." She was constantly reaffirming. A strong intergenerational family is potentially one of the most fruitful, rewarding, and satisfying interdependent relationships. And many people feel the importance of that relationship. Look at the fascination we all had with roots some years ago. Each of us has roots and the ability to trace those roots to identify our ancestors. The highest and most powerful motivation in doing what is not for ourselves only, but for our posterity, for the posterity of all mankind. As someone once observed, there are only two lasting bequests we can give our children. One is roots, the other wings.